It's time now for Well Talk with Avi Dresner. Underwritten by the Berkshire Co-op Market in Great Barrington, Take2Pillows.com, and by Haddad Dealerships of the Berkshires, where they keep your business in the Berkshires. Well Talk does not endorse the opinions of the guests who appear on the show and has not validated any representations or claims made by them. Anything that could impact your health, fitness, and wellness should first be discussed with your doctor.
'Cause he gets up in the morning, and he goes to work at night, and he's always so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town.
Welcome to Well Talk, the weekly show that talks the walk of health, fitness, and wellness. And today we'll be talking about the Alexander Technique. I'm your host, Avi Dresner. Happy to be here with Alexander Technique teachers Pamela Bartlett and Merlin Wiswesser. Pamela, Merlin, welcome to Well Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And if you want to learn more about Pamela and Merlin, you can click on their pictures at welltalkradio.com and follow the links. So, Pamela and Merlin, as you and many of the listeners know, in the promos for this show, I suggested that the Alexander Technique may trace its origins back to Alexander the Great, or alternatively to the classic children's book, Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. So the moment of truth has come. Which is it, Pamela?
Neither.
Damn it.
No, it could be the bad day.
All right, Pamela, what is it really?
It's a way of becoming more aware of what we're doing while we're doing it. It's been called awareness in activity. And not only becoming aware of what we're doing, but having the possibility of changing for the better.
Awareness in activity. I like that.
Yep.
I like that a lot. All right, we're going to get into that in more detail later. Merlin, anything to add to that?
It's hard to define. People say poise and posture, and that's not all of it. People say enhances your ability to do tasks during the day, but that's not it at all. It's more. So we'll get into it a little more.
Just to be clear, you said poise, P-O-I-S-E, in posture, as opposed to poison, P-O-I-S-O-N, posture, correct?
I did.
Okay, just making sure. Now, this was named after someone who was not Alexander the Great. It was named after a guy named F.M. Alexander. So can you tell us about him and what led him to develop this technique?
Yes. Frederick Matthias Alexander developed this technique at the turn of the century.
Not the turn of this century, the turn of the last
century,
like 1900, right?
Yeah, yes.
Got it.
Thank you. And he would recite Shakespeare in front of audiences, 400 or 500 people, and he lost his voice. There was no amplification back then. And the doctors told him to rest, drink lemon water, honey, and your voice will get better. Well, it didn't get better, and because the doctor's advice did not work, he decided to buy some mirrors and observe himself for 6 months, a year, noticing what he did when he spoke. And in those observations is how he developed the Alexander Technique.
So it's a cool name at a minimum, F.M. Alexander, but I've got him beat because I'm on AM and FM. So
very good.
Take that, Alexander. So can you put the Alexander Technique in the context of other movement modalities? How is it different from chiropractic, for example, or something like the Traeger approach, which I did a show on a few weeks ago? And Merlin, since you happen to be married to a Traeger practitioner, you want to start us off on that one?
Well, first off, it's different than most movement modalities or all movement modalities because we have you thinking. Traeger would have you being on a table. You do think, but it's more of a massage or a gentle rocking to change how your body patterns are. Alexander is thinking, observing yourself, and moving from that point versus continuing in your old habits.
So when you say observing yourself, so you said F.M. Alexander sat in front of a mirror and observed. Three mirrors, excuse me. So I assume he lived in a tailor shop or something like that he could do that. But
he actually lived probably in an apartment in Australia?
He was Australian.
In Australia, yeah. By then. He was a very intelligent man. He grew up on the farm and had a keen sense of observation because he grew up on a farm. He had good horse sense, so he could look at a horse and say, oh, that's a good horse to buy. Look at what its use is. And in a sense, he transferred that to himself.
But so as Alexander practitioners, I assume you're the ones who are doing the observing of the client who walks in, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
So
they also learn to observe themselves. If you help them to see in a mirror what they might be doing, that helps them to connect up how they feel and what they see so that they can make some changes when they're out in the world doing what they want to do.
All right, well, so let's take this a step back then, since we're talking about actual people. Who and what is the Alexander technique particularly good for, Merlin?
It's really good for anyone, any walk of life. There's always an improvement that you can do. Like, in a sense, here at the microphone, do I pull my head back and down? Do I stiffen my neck? Can I free my neck? Can I observe what I'm doing, the tensions that I have, and can I lessen them? It's about doing less, more efficient body movements. An example would be in the computer. Do I hunch down and squeeze my neck down and tighten my shoulders? I'm only touching keys that take a minimal amount of pressure to move. Can I move back, raise the screen, widen my shoulders, and keep my poise and posture? We've already gone over that in a good way.
Well, so good. So that's a concrete example. I mean, it sounds like a lot of postural analysis and correction and ergonomics. Is
yes.
that fair to say, Pamela? Mm-hmm.
Sort of. It's not ergonomics exactly. I would say, rather than posture, which most people think of as stiffening, that it's more about being in a better balance. And an upright posture doesn't have to be stiff and rigid and hurt. We're really able to be better balanced and have better posture that looks upright and yet feels easy and natural. And people don't really realize that's possible, but it is.
Hmm. We're going to get into that hopefully in more detail in just a little bit. For right now, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Well Talk, the weekly show that talks the walk of health, fitness, and wellness. And today we're talking about the Alexander Technique. I'm your host, Avi Dresner. Happy to be here with Alexander Technique teachers, Pamela Bartlett and Merlin Wiswesser. So Pamela, Merlin, what first got you interested in this modality and how, where, and when did you get your training in it? Pamela, you want to start us off?
I became interested in it because I was a violinist and was having a lot of back pain and stiffness, and also having difficulty with learning violin technique. It was sort of like the harder I tried, sometimes the worse things would get. And so I was really struggling with a lot of tension and pain. And I learned about the Alexander Technique from other musicians and had some lessons over the years. And I was fortunate because the Alexander Technique is well known in the performing arts. So I got an introduction to it earlier than some people do in my 20s. When I eventually decided to train, I trained in Amherst, Massachusetts with Missy Vineyard at the Alexander Technique School of New England. It's a 3-year, 1,600-hour training program.
Merlin, how about you? How'd you get into this?
I'm an amateur athlete. I like to run, bike, and I also do construction. And at 16 years ago, my knee stopped working well, my right knee, and it was an operation. That's what I was told to do. And being frugal, I said, I don't have $10,000 for any operation. So I did every modality I could, yoga, acupuncture, stretching, and nothing worked. And I finally turned to Alexander Technique. I asked the teacher, can you help me with my knee? And she said, well, we can work on your knee, but actually we're going to work on all of you. And that made me feel good because I had aches all over my body. And it proved after 16 years to be a connection that has helped me move more easily and age gracefully.
And then you decided to get certified in it and do it for other people.
Yes. After 3 years of lessons, I asked my teacher, what was the training like? And she said, Merlin, it was the best thing I've ever done in my life. And that sold me.
I probably should have asked you both of this before, but where do you both do your Alexander work with your clients, Pamela?
I have an office in the center of Northampton where I see individual students. And I also give workshops. For instance, if somebody has a music studio or something like that, I could give a larger workshop in a larger space for a group. Most of my practice is one-on-one lessons.
Merlin, what about you? Where do you do your Alexander work?
I work out of my house in Canaan, New York. I see private students there. And every once in a while at the Dance Flaring Saratoga, I co-host a dance workshop. And I'm going to be doing a workshop with Pamela and Chris Stevens in Hadley, Massachusetts at the end of June.
All right. You know what? I was going to ask you this at the end, but why don't we give out both of your contact information now and that workshop info, and then we'll loop back and get it. So, Pamela, how about your contact info?
My email address is pam@pambartlett.net, and my website is www.pambartlett.net.
And it's B-A-R-T-L-E-T-T.
That's correct.
Merlin?
And you can find my name, Merlin Wiswesser, at the AMSAT website, A-M-S-A-T, American Society for the Alexander Technique. And from there, you can get my email address, which is a little difficult, and also my phone number.
And it's Wiswesser just like it sounds, folks. W-I-S-S-W-A-E-S-S-E-R, right? I mean,
thank you very much, Andy. Not many people can pronounce that. It makes me giggle.
This is the work of long, long hours in front of three mirrors practicing how to say Wiswesser. And how about the workshop as well, Pamela?
Well, this is our fifth year, actually. I've been teaching this workshop for, this would be my third year. But it began as a weekend immersion for people who already had some experience of the Alexander Technique. And it's June 24th, Friday night, through 26th, Sunday afternoon, in Hadley, Massachusetts. And even though it originally started for people who had had some experience with the technique, we have had some people who are new to the work and really enjoyed the workshop. So that's possible, too.
And where can people get more information about it?
At my website, www.pambartlett.net, or by emailing me or Merlin.
So I've heard a lot of performing artist, musician being bandied about here. Let's say I'm a normal person. Not that they aren't, but let's say I'm a normal guy who has a really stiff neck when I edit my radio show. Total hypothetical here. And I walk into your office for the first time. What can I expect, Pamela?
Well, first I'd talk to you about it because I think it's really important to learn what situations this comes up in and would want to know how you're sitting and what kind of setup you have when you're editing, what that really means. And so we'd talk about that a little bit. Most teachers traditionally use a little bit of table work where you have an opportunity to lie down and unwind a bit and free that stiff neck that doesn't feel so great, and also learn how to quiet the thinking and begin to think about this a little bit differently. That could go on to standing and sitting and possibly sitting in a way that you might be at your editing station. I don't know what that looks like, but and noticing what you are doing when you edit. For instance, do you pull your head toward the computer trying to see? Do you pull your head back because you have the wrong glasses? Do you stiffen your shoulders when you're using a keyboard of some kind? So those things are often not very apparent to us. They start to feel normal. And so it's helpful to have a teacher show you or begin to discover what these problems are. So that's how we'd start to work together.
Great. Merlin, similar experience for the new client for you?
Exactly. Teaching them how to do what we would say an easeful way of doing any work you do. Freeing your neck would be the main thing, because most people stiffen their neck when they concentrate, and so keeping their head easy on the top of your neck.
And I should note, by the way, that both Pamela and Merlin are sitting here with perfect posture.
Oh.
I am slightly askew, but not too bad, I hope. So you feel free to critique me. So obviously there's a lot of observation. There's a lot of making people aware of these unconscious habits that are contributing to whatever symptoms they're coming with. But are you actually doing something to me in that first session and moving forward? Are you adjusting me physically in any way, in a hands-on way, doing sort of manipulation and technique? Or is it mostly just, here's what you're doing, here's how you fix it? Or does it all depend on what issue I'm coming in with? Merlin?
No, we absolutely put hands-on in that first session to give you an idea and experience of what it means to move more freely. The big word here is inhibition. I'm going to have you on a table and be moving your arms and legs, and your job is just to allow me to do it, which is huge for most people, unless they've always had
not
massages.
Not to fight back, in other words.
Yeah. But I definitely get hands-on to give you the experience of what it means to move freely, and then the thinking that goes behind that free movement.
And this is obviously totally clothed, I assume?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay, just checking. You
I
never know.
You
Pamela, something to add to that? Not about the clothes, about the moving.
Well, the only thing I would add is that sometimes, for instance, after a first table lesson or a first lesson in a chair, people might actually feel lighter and more free, like they can move more freely, like they might feel a little bit taller. That was one of my first experiences, was I actually felt taller. And it is because you're having an experience of a new way of moving or a new way of sitting or standing or just moving your arm if the teacher has you on the table and is guiding your arm. And that new experience changes to a new feeling in the moment. And so there is an aspect of this that people are surprised about sometimes, that you didn't seem like you were doing very much, but I feel very different. And it's that guidance that makes the difference.
Now, if somebody has been doing these unconscious movement patterns or postures for their entire life, don't they sort of get frozen into this, or can they get frozen into this? And doesn't the anatomy oftentimes, for example, my dad spent the last 87 years hunched over books, and guess what? His back is totally rounded, and I don't think it's ever getting straight again. Do you find that that occurs over time? And is there any person, I guess I'm asking, who is beyond help by this technique? Merlin, you want to take that one?
Well, it's funny. Alexander had a course in London and told all of his teachers, I'm going to have my best student come in to visit the class. And they're all like, wow, he must be phenomenal. And in comes this man that's hunched over, shuffling along. And they were like, that doesn't look like really good use to me. He's a really good thinker. He's able to lengthen and widen. Even though he's bent over in that shape, he's able to use himself well with what he has. And that's the difference. It's not the way you look. It's how you think and move within that body.
So it's not striving for some totally perfect postural ideal. It's striving for suffering less, I guess, within your limitations. Is that the idea?
Yes. Ease and grace within your movements, within your capacity.
Pamela, something to add to that? Or?
No, I would agree with what you said. People often find the Alexander technique because they're looking for a way to have better posture or sit up straighter. And the problem, I think, with the word posture is that for most people, it means a kind of stiffening and a kind of a look. And we're really not going for a look as much as the best you can do, as you said, with what you have at the moment.
So you can't necessarily tell from looking at someone whether or not they've just been Alexandrified. I assume that's a word, right?
It is now.
There you go. Let me slap a TM on there.
You can tell. There's a lightness in the face and a grace in the movement that is not heavy. We peel away the muscles and the movements, the unnecessary effort, and that gives you a light feeling and a light look.
So are you actually stretching people, for lack of a better term, or is that unfair?
It's not unfair at all.
Pamela, no.
I would say no, we're not stretching, but people do get a lengthening sensation. And actually, I had one student come in and say he had been to the doctor and had been measured as being a little bit taller than he had the time before. And he said, is this possible? And of course it is, because you're not pulling down, you're not chronically tightening. So it's just, rather than stretching, it's really undoing the chronic tension that's pulling you down. So that was not a stretch of the muscles, but a release.
Well, that makes sense. Every time people meet me, they all think I'm taller than I actually am. I'm only 5'10", but everybody thinks I'm 6 feet tall. And I always explain that by saying that I just have really good posture. So
you do have really good posture, yeah. By the
thank
way.
Thank you, Merlin. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome back anytime. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Well Talk, the weekly show that talks the walk of health, fitness, and wellness. And today we're talking about the Alexander Technique. I'm your host, Avi Dresner. Happy to be here with Alexander Technique teachers, Pamela Bartlett and Merlin Wiswesser. So, Pamela and Merlin, are there some easy tips that you can share with me and the listeners for applying Alexander techniques in our daily lives? Merlin, you want to start?
A big one for me was washing dishes. A lot of people do use stiff legs and lock their hips and their ankles. And if you bend your knees a little bit and send your hips back in space, we would call it going into a little bit of a fold or a monkey, it's much easier. You have much more strength and you're lower to the dishes. You're not working out of your lower back. You can even open the cabinet doors and send your knees underneath the cabinet to get lower. And it just makes it much easier to wash dishes.
Perfect. Pamela, another one you want to share?
Well, I thought some of the people who might be listening might be driving. So a good thing to do is when you get to a stoplight or when you're first getting into your car, just to take a moment and see if you're doing things like maybe gripping the steering wheel a little too tightly, more tightly than you need. Sometimes people will sort of stiffen their neck and poke their head forward in order to see better, but you don't really see better. Or if you're running late, have you stopped breathing? Are you tightening your jaw? Are you narrowing your face and scrunching up your eyes? Those things won't help you get there sooner. So I just tell people a good way is just to observe what you're doing every now and then. And usually for something like that, if you just notice it, you can say, I may not need that. And that may make it easier.
Pamela, you obviously have seen my wife on the roads before. That's all I can say. Honey, I'm sorry if you're listening, but it's true. Let me give my own self-critique just to even things out. So when I was editing on the train to New York City, as I used to do when I was still going there twice a week, I would always get this neck pain on my right side in my trapezius muscle. And once I caught myself in the window of the Metro North train acting as a mirror, and I could see that my right shoulder was significantly elevated, my mouse side, as it were. And when I became aware of it, I just started to lower that right shoulder as I was clicking on that mouse, and life got much better. So that
great.
Seems to be an example. So
you could start your own Avi technique.
There you go. There it is. I don't even have to change the letters. A-T. We're right there. So Pamela Merlin, we're almost out of time, but can you please reiterate the dates of your upcoming workshops and feel free to share any other news or upcoming events with the listeners, Pamela?
The workshop in Hadley, Massachusetts begins on the evening of June 24th and then runs on Saturday and Sunday, the 25th and 26th. It ends on Sunday afternoon.
And again, the information at
www.pambartlett.net is my website. And pam@pambartlett.net is my email address. I can also be found on the AMSAT website. Merlin had given the address for that. You should give that address.
Okay, Merlin, go for it. Give out your
AMSAT, American Society for the Alexander Technique. You can Google it. It comes up with a large A, small M, and a S-A-T. Just look up teachers, and you'll be able to find me. But Pamela would be the perfect person to contact for the workshop.
And Pamela, any final thoughts before we go?
No, this was great. I really appreciate it.
And
we want to come back again. You really do have good posture, though.
Thank you. I try. And if you want to get in touch with me, your host, Avi Dresner, you can email me at Avi, that's A-V-I, at welltalkradio.com. If there's a health, fitness, or wellness topic you want to learn more about on the show, a guest you think I should have, or you'd like to sponsor a future show on Well Talk or advertise on it, or you know someone who would, feel free to write me at that email address or call me at the contact number you see there. I want to thank WellTalk's longest-standing underwriter, the Berkshire Co-op Market in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, which sponsors a healthy recipe of the week every week on the homepage of welltalkradio.com. And this week, the recipe is for garlic sesame broccoli rabe with panko-crusted chicken. And you can check it out at welltalkradio.com. I'd also like to thank another WellTalk underwriter, Haddad Dealerships of the Berkshires. Whether you're looking for a newer pre-owned Toyota, Subaru, Hyundai, or Nissan, Haddad will keep your business in the Berkshires. And Haddad is also proud to offer the greenest body shop in Western Mass at 40 Downing Industrial Parkway in Pittsfield, which uses waterborne paint with no chemicals. Haddad's factory-certified technicians are all schooled in the most modern techniques, and with an 18,000-square-foot facility, they can take all makes and models from sanding to buffing in just 12 minutes. For details on this and more, including Haddad's year-round support of the Berkshire Humane Society, offering $50 towards the pet adoption fee, you can link to the Haddad website at welltalkradio.com. And last, but by no means least, I want to thank another WellTalk underwriter, Take2Pillows.com, with the number 2 spelled out, which makes hand-sewn aromatherapy eye pillows, neck pillows, meditation cushions, and many other stress-reducing yoga and other useful household products with, whenever possible, all natural, organic, and upcycled materials. And you can check them out at WellTalkRadio.com. And if you type in WellTalk, all one word, lowercase, in the coupon box when you check out from Take2Pillows.com, you'll enjoy an additional 20% off your entire order, so take advantage of that. Next week on Well Talk, we'll be talking dance with Jacobs Pillows' new director, Pamela Taji. So if you want to get to know the new director, catch a sneak peek at this year's festival highlights, and hear lots of other pillow talk, you won't want to miss next week's show. Until then, I'm your host, Avi Dresner. Be well, and tune in next week when we'll talk on Well Talk.
'Cause he gets up in the morning, then he goes to work at night, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. It's a well-deserved. unexpected man about
to... Thanks for listening to Well Talk with Avi Dresner, underwritten by the Berkshire Co-op Market in Great Barrington, Take2Pillows.com, and by Handad Dealerships of the Berkshires, where they keep your business in the Berkshires. Well Talk does not endorse the opinions of the guests who appear on the show and has not validated any representations or claims made by them. Anything that could impact your health, fitness, and wellness should first be discussed with your doctor.